Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Randall K. Smith is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Randy is Vice President of Sales and Distributions for Midwest Airlines, which, as you might imagine, operates in the Midwest. And he's here to talk to us about the airline industry, about his company, and about travel in the United States and how you and I can get a little more for our travel dollar. Randy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Randy, in terms of the overall airline industry, Midwest would be considered a small business, wouldn't it?
We are relatively small, although we serve markets from coast to coast, New York and Washington, D.C., and Atlanta, Georgia, all the way to Seattle, San Diego, and L.A. on the West Coast. So we cover the whole country with our primary hub in Milwaukee and our second largest operation in Kansas City.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. So you're a large small business. But I guess what I was thinking is, in terms of your one of the things you guys do is you fill a niche.
That's right.
You don't try to conquer the world. You fill a niche, and that's the reason I termed you the way I did.
Well, I think that's an important distinction. You know, in an era where so many airlines are sort of commodity products, they all kind of look the same and have the same features. We've spent 23 years trying to build a unique brand that has some very special features and a level of customer service that has earned us literally dozens of awards across the country. We currently have been named the best carrier, best domestic carrier by Travel and Leisure. And those things mean a lot to us because they mean we're getting the job done.
So so your approach is, this is what we do. This is how we do it. We hope you like us. But if you don't, this is the way we're comfortable operating. And we're going to be successful with the people who like what we do. And the people who want something else can go to one of the other companies.
That's a very good way to put it. Yeah.
And see, that's the secret to success, for small businesses in America.
Yeah, define yourself and take your product into the market. I think you're absolutely right.
Stick with your knitting.
Right.
Now that's been difficult in the airline industry, hasn't it?
It's very difficult. This is a tough industry, and we have stuck to the way we operate, trying to provide additional value for the travel dollar, and that is of particular importance to people who operate small businesses.
Well, one of the things that happened to you guys were tested recently, weren't you?
With
regard to how much you really believed in your niche, in your business model, how much you really believed in the values that your company had created over the last, as you said, 23 years. You guys were tested. Tell us what happened.
Well, another airline, AirTran Airways, attempted to purchase Midwest, and they made several runs at us over the past couple of years, made the board of directors various offers, and we studied those very carefully and determined that we could provide more value to our customers, to our shareholders, to our employees, and to the communities we serve by remaining independent and by remaining with the business plan that got us here, if you will, as opposed to allowing ourselves to be turned into one of these more or less commodity products.
Mm-hmm.
And
all they wanted was your hubs and your lines and access to the customers you'd built up over 23 years.
Right, and we judged that wasn't the best move for us. And I'm happy to say that the Midwest brand will remain what it has become and known for, among other things, providing business travelers with frequent nonstop service in critical markets and providing our signature service, which is a coach product that features a very wide 2x2 leather seat on many of our business markets, and continue to grow and expand.
But I suspect that somebody had it in your organization, the top folks, maybe the founders, certainly the owners, had an opportunity to make a lot of money in that transaction.
There were some short-term benefits that might have been gained, and what we've determined is that we can extract that value for our shareholders. We've actually agreed now to be acquired by a private equity firm that provides that benefit to the shareholders and will continue to preserve the identity, the brand, and the reputation that Midwest has established. So,
and will allow you to maintain the values that you've established in the commitment to customer service.
That's exactly right. You know, you mentioned founders. We have a unique position in business. The person whose idea Midwest was, and it was incubated, if you will, within the Kimberly-Clark Paper Company, originally grew out of the aviation department there, providing service to their travelers and then selling the extra seats to other people. He is still our CEO 23 years later, and so we have operated for that time with the entrepreneur who founded the business. Tim Hoeksema is our CEO, and that is very unique in our industry.
That is pretty unique. Well, how did you guys handle 911? How did you deal with that?
It was a test for us, as it was for every airline and everybody in this country. We did some retrenching. We pulled back a little and stabilized our business. We held on. We stuck, again, to the values that had brought us there with our customers. And our customers exhibited extraordinary loyalty to our product. And we began to rebuild the service that we had, to continue to expand. But it was a very, very strong test for us. And I think we came out of it a stronger organization.
Do you... When you talk about your customers, do you feel that what is it that people like about what you guys do, as opposed to another carrier who might be $25 a ticket less?
You know, I think that's an excellent point, and some of them are tangible. I mentioned the wide leather seats in Signature class, but a lot of them are intangible. I think it starts with the kind of people that we hire, and the sense we give them about how to take care of people. You know, We've seen a lot this summer about long delays, especially on the East Coast with congestion and traffic and weather. We aren't immune to those same situations. We have flights that are delayed sometimes by the air traffic control.
The weather and the ATC computers are no respecter of airlines, are they?
No, they aren't. But
hold on to that thought, Randy. We got to take a quick break. Randy Smith is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's vice president with Midwest Airlines. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and my newsletter and the blog and hundreds of Brain Trust members, thousands of archives, thousands of articles, lots of stuff that will help you in your small business. And, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get questions answered right now. Randy Smith is our guest, folks. He's the Vice President of Distribution and Sales for Midwest Airlines, a pretty unique airline that I've really enjoyed your story, Randy, about how your company feels about its customers and its employees and its values. And it, really, the story that you gave us is a profile for a lot of small businesses out there who are faced with growing pains. And some of them have the opportunity to be acquired, and it's a two-edged sword, isn't it? Sometimes it's a heady thing. It can be very financially beneficial, but sometimes it's almost like, okay, if I take the money, will I lose my soul?
Right.
And sounds like you guys made the right decision. I'm proud of you for that.
Well,
by the way, give us your website.
Our website is MidwestAirlines.com, and you'll find a wealth of information in there for small businesses.
How many cities do you serve?
Well, we're about 49 cities. We have mainline jets, 717s, and MD-80s, but we also own our own commuter airline, and we partner with another commuter to provide 32 and 50 seat jets to medium and small communities. So
right.
we try to provide a good network.
Those regional jets really make things handy.
They do, because and one of the great values they bring, and this is for small businesses, is they provide nonstop service where you might formerly have had to make a connection.
That's the part
that's
I like.
That's a time saver.
I will be a little bit cramped if I have to be to get a direct flight, and I take them whenever I can.
Right.
Randy, give us some ideas on how we can get a little more miles out of our travel dollar.
Well, I think there's several good tips. One, I would recommend that people try to concentrate on maybe two or three carriers for most of their travel, and really learn those airlines, their route networks, their frequent flyer programs, other services that they may offer. You'll find if you go to our website and look at the Midwest Miles program, for instance, that we have partnerships with hotels, car rental agencies, but also insurance providers, people who can offer loans where you can earn mileage for doing some of these things you're going to do anyway. And we actually have developed a small business program called Best Care Business that allows businesses to earn points that they can redeem for services that they may need, whether it's a free ticket or a waiver from one of the fees that sometimes are required.
Right.
And in just a little less than 2 years, we've accrued well over 500 companies who signed up for that program. And we're
very smart.
Very impressed with that. And I would also consider using the services of travel agents to help you manage information, find unique opportunities, look for particularly assistance when you're making complicated itineraries or planning meetings and conventions. They can be very helpful. They have a wealth of knowledge and often bring value to even small businesses.
Do you guys have online check-in?
We do. We allow people to check in on the website.
That's very handy.
And if you're taking a same-day round trip, you can get both boarding passes before you leave the house in the morning, and that will save you time.
That's the key. I don't want to do business with an airline that doesn't have that. What about kiosks at the airport? Do you have those?
We have those in our main
facilities. I like those, too.
Milwaukee and Kansas City and some of our other markets. Again, it's there because it's a time saver. The quicker that we can process you, get you on the plane and on your way, the better off we all are. And then I think you'll find that the partnerships that we have with even other carriers, we are developing a major codeshare program with Northwest Airlines, which will have the effect of expanding our route network, giving more travel opportunities for people. And so look carefully at the carriers you use and make sure that they offer a full range of service. Sign up for their newsletters so that they'll email you weekly with specials and discounts and redemption offers. And use those frequent flyer programs to your advantage. I think that's a real value opportunity.
One of the things that the technology you were just talking about is a good story for my audience. I tell my audience, never ask a customer to touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. It can't just be for your advantage, Randy. It's got to be also for my advantage as a customer. And airlines do a pretty good job of that. And that's a great example of that. Give us a couple of more tips.
Well, I think if you'll just continue to look for the features, they're always changing. As we know, this is a dynamic industry. And so the program that is here today may even be enhanced more. We've developed a redemption program that where you can redeem both miles and maybe a few dollars to top off and get you that award that you can use to expand your travel. But I think it's paying attention, gather information, concentrate your resources on a handful of carriers that really do a good job for you, and patronize the people who provide good service. Like in any business, we want those businesses to succeed.
Right, absolutely. Randy, 30 seconds. Is the airline industry going to be healthy over the next 5 years?
I think it's getting healthier, and we're encouraged and optimistic. I think, but it depends on focusing on the customer. Let the customer dictate where you fly, what services you offer, what technology, as you said, and make sure the customer comes first in your equation. I think those airlines that do that will be successful.
And those businesses of any industry. Randy, that was a great statement for any industry. Congratulations on your success there at Midwest, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Jim.
Give us that website one more time.
MidwestAirlines.com.
Thank you, Randy. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.